This is Amy Summers. Stay tuned to discover how you can join me for virtual mentorship sessions right after today's pitch.
Uh-oh, friend request from a boss? What do you do? Before you panic, consider accepting. Although you may initially be resistant to accept a friend request from a client, boss, or coworker, Facebook is a simple way to accomplish what years of networking requires with in-person meetups, especially if the person is active on the social media platform. You can really learn a lot about someone in a short amount of time. Initially, I was one of those people committed to protecting my own privacy on social media by not accepting friend requests from business contacts, but that didn't last long. Once I realized the power of intel on this platform, I simply protected my ultra-private side of my life by not posting it publicly. Today, if you are still hesitant to connect on Facebook or Instagram as a networking tool in business, you are missing out. The pitch challenge today, start small and widen your network. Sharing small parts of your life with others can make you more approachable, relatable, and accessible without actual face-to-face time. Even if someone in your social media circle is not liking or commenting on your content, it does not mean they are not absorbing it, which means you are growing your relationship without much effort. If you really want to get noticed on social media, the point is to get social, which means you should be liking, sharing, and commenting on other people's content, especially the people you want to have a deeper relationship with. Every time you give a like, share, emoji, or positive comment, you are giving the other person a mini endorphin rush and getting noticed. The best business networking platform and most underutilized, in my view, is LinkedIn. If you think only job seekers are using this platform, you are mistaken. I'm astounded at how many people do not know how to effectively connect on LinkedIn. As a habit, I immediately connect with someone on LinkedIn, whether meeting him or her in person or being introduced on email or at a virtual conference. The reason why I do this is because once you are connected on LinkedIn, it is like having a business card that updates itself so you will be able to follow this person for the rest of his or her career. LinkedIn is powerful and proven. I have gained clients as a direct result of being active on this platform and found valuable talent for my team. The most effective way to connect with someone is to do more than click the connect button, but also add a personal message. In that message, you want to tell the person how you know him or her and why you would like to connect. Be selective in who you accept to connect with, but also take the time when connecting with others to personalize your requests so that you are not mistaken as a drive-by solicitor.
Enjoying the pitch? Then join our free mentor Skillshare sessions. Get expert career advice at inisivox.com. Click the pink mentor Skillshare signup bar at the top and enter your info to secure your spot. Find it at inisivox.com, and I'll see you soon.